with his legs dangling 45 feet above the floor of the indoor climbing gym, and less than 10 feet to go till he reached the top, Jack wasn't about to stop now. He'd already scaled all the other courses today, and every muscle was burning, but this was the highest peak and the most advanced course, and he was determined to conquer it. He was going on assignment soon. He needed to shake the dust off his mountaineering skills, or he was toast. Jack reached for the far climbing hold and grabbed it with his fingertips. His long legs swung out as he released his toe hold. He hung by just his fingers, his body swinging above the mats below. He looked down at Alice, who had finished the last of the intermediate climbs, and nervously watched him from the gym floor.
"You're getting a little high there, darling," Alice called up to him. Since their engagement, she'd taken to calling him darling. Jack didn't mind, though it seemed a bit old-fashioned. Pretty and petite, she looked all business in her climbing harness, her hands on her hips. She was still trying to figure out a way to go with him. He was sure of it. The way she fit with him and completed him and wanted to be with him no matter what he was doing or where he was going were only a couple of the astonishing things about his fiancée. But Alice wouldn't be accompanying him on this assignment. Jack would be undercover and flying solo. He reached wide for a climbing hold and grabbed it. When he released his toe hold, he hung by just his fingers until he found another cranny for his foot. He pulled himself higher, his sweaty body flat against the rough wall, but now he was stuck. The next hold was too far out for Jack to reach, even with his long arms. He should probably double back and take a different route to reach the top, but where was the fun in that?
"Don't!"
Jack's conscience and Alice called out at the same time. He didn't listen to either of them. Instead, Jack let go with his left hand, let his body swing back and forth, and flashed a quick grin at Alice before swinging himself toward the far-off grip and letting go completely. For a moment, he was suspended in midair 50 feet above the gym floor. It was as good as flying, and so was the thrill. He hadn't realized he missed it so much. His left hand closed around the targeted climbing hold, but he was sweaty, and his fingers slid across the slick plastic. Then his pinky and ring finger slipped off altogether. Still, he managed to maintain his grip, if only with three fingers, which was far better than lying on the mat below in failure. One last climbing hold before the top. He'd have to rock back and forth to get near it. His sweaty hand was slipping. Alice gasped. The sound ripped through him like buckshot. Jack's blood ran cold as a feeling he hadn't known for a very long time sliced through him. Fear. And that was his critical mistake. Fear was his kryptonite. He lost concentration. His mind, at first focused solely on the next hold, leaped instead to thoughts of his future and everything he now had to lose. As if he were catching a glimpse of the life he wished for, his eyes opened wide, taking it all in. Alice, and all his plans and dreams. His fingers unfurled, and he fell like a stone, clawing the air for the climbing wall, just out of his reach, as he plummeted. Jack heard Alice scream his name, saw some people far below snapping to attention, and tried not to look at the thin mat 40 feet below, which would do nothing to cushion his fall. He shot his feet straight out in front of him, as if he were sitting on a floor, arched his back, and propelled himself toward the wall.